Hello and welcome to episode 288 of the PC Gamer Podcast. Today is Thursday, September 22nd, and I am your host, PC Gamer intern Greg, and Adventure 65 Million Years in the Making Henniger. And with me today, we have PC Gamer publisher Kristen One Ring to Rule Them All Salvatore.
Whoa.
Hello, nurse.
PC Gamer Editor-in-Chief Logan, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Decker.
Nice.
PC Gamer Associate Editor Josh Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need Rhodes. Augustine.
Right. Not as good as the other ones, but I'll take it.
That's menacing, though. That's very menacing.
Well, the other ones sounded dangerous. Like, Kristen is, deadly over
Kristen
there.
Kristen is not to be trifled with.
What? Yeah. You're going to be flying around. How dangerous is that?
And mine's like, pray I don't change the podcast any further.
I'm going on an adventure. Yay!
Rounding it out, we've got PC Gamer intern Gavin Remember There Is No Spoon Townsley.
Ooh. He's smarter than the rest of us.
You think you're in a podcast right now. You're not.
Oh, you know, so that kind of reminds me. I was just thinking there's the people who work next to us are MacLife. Right, and one of them, Susie, is pregnant right now. And I thought this morning it was horrifying. I thought, you know, Susie, by the time your child is 18 years old, The Matrix will be a vintage movie.
Oh, what's the number that you use to measure vintage?
I don't know, but I'm just thinking, you know, her kid when he turns 18 is, you know, or she's going to go to some like. One of those rank, rickety old theaters to watch The Matrix. Hey, everybody, you want to see The Matrix? It's from, like, ages ago.
They'll watch it ironically.
Exactly, right. And they'll be like, oh, my God, look at that. Our parents used to watch this, and, you know. And
I like that in your vision, Susie's kid is, like, a hipster kid.
Right, you know.
Watch this vintage movie.
Well, no, you know, they'll be like, look at this crap. It didn't have any hollow smell o vision or anything like that. Like, how did they, what kind of animals were they?
This isn't an 8D? Are you kidding?
Yeah, like what? It's just, you know?
All right. Well, we've got everybody here, so we are going to start off with some huge news that I don't think anyone was ready to say that they've been doing. We are ready to talk about the Diablo 3 beta.
Ooh.
That is
yummy.
That's something, you know, I wasn't prepared to say for a lot longer.
Yeah,
but it's
came out of nowhere.
Yeah, the beta went live and
came out of nowhere for a game that was announced what like 6 years ago.
Yeah, right.
At this point, like,
right.
Who saw that coming? Oh, Diablo 3.
Making a third.
Yeah, so the Half-Life 3 demo is coming out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
He stole my heart.
100 people, like, just killed themselves.
I know, right?
You were joking.
Rushing.
Yeah, that is not confirmed even remotely. All right, so who here has gotten some hands-on time with it? I know I have.
I have. Pick me.
Josh, yes. Please tell me, what class did you choose and your impressions?
I picked Demon Hunter first.
Nice.
And that was the biggest mistake of my entire life.
Wow. Whoa.
I was so excited for the Demon Hunter. Like, I knew all along, like, Demon Hunter, that's what I want to do. After I saw the trailer, looked awesome. And it's, the guy is so lame. Like, what Lucas said, which I haven't confirmed this, so I don't know if it's true, is that the male and female characters share the same animations. And I don't know if that's true, but it'd make a lot of sense because the animations look really weird. Like, he just looks really funky, like... This man is not like... The backstory of a demon hunter, his entire family village was slaughtered by demons. He's the sole survivor. He's hell-bent to kill anything. He doesn't care about his life. And this dude's just standing there like so casual looking around. He's got a scarf flittering behind him. Huh. And he's just like, what? This man is going to a party. He's not like angry.
I think men are doing that on both coasts now, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
They are.
I think it means he's dealing with his feelings.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
okay.
He's moving forward in a healthy fashion.
Yeah. I just want him to be dealing with a much less healthy fashion.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's
I want a soul to crush.
Right, right.
So yeah, and the abilities were pretty bland. They're all, you know, shoot. The cool one, the Bola shot. It's two grenades on a rope that you shoot. It wraps around their neck and then explodes, which is pretty sweet.
That's pretty intense.
But other than that, it's pretty bland.
Pretty bland.
I have to say, but I played the Witch Doctor, but I know Gavin spent more time with that, and that was amazing.
Yeah, the Witch Doctor was probably my favorite thus far. I love the animations. You're kind of like this really nice guy, which is totally
that's
strange.
Really weird.
The nicest Witch Doctor you'll ever meet.
Yeah, you're really polite, and then out of nowhere you get into combat, and you're like, and frogs come out of nowhere, and zombies like come up and fall down. You can make a pillar of zombies. It's four zombies that come out of the ground and then fall over on people. Just, the awesome. Abilities are so much fun. So that was definitely my favorite.
Nice.
A bit more squishy.
My favorite was the Witch Doctor summons four zombie hounds with him the whole time, and all the dialogue. Three zombie hounds. Yeah. And all the dialogue, you're talking as a nice guy, and you're like, yes, we must destroy these cursed undead. And like, wait, you're summoning three undead hounds right next to you. Where they're like, yes, the zombies are an apocalypse.
Excited, because I have my beta key, but I have not had a chance to get into the beta yet, so I'm hoping to have some time this weekend. I have a family wedding that I have to go to, so I'm thinking I'm going to need to go to my room and do some more.
So I jumped in there as the barbarian, and the moment I punted my first zombie like across the map, I've felt completely overpowered.
Yeah.
I think that's something everybody else is running into as well, is like that this is a really easy, like it's set on normal. You can't go higher than normal. Mm-hmm. The barbarian, now there's like all these great ragdoll physics and things like that. So knocking people left and right has never been more satisfying.
Yeah.
I'm assuming everybody here played the last game.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a bad assumption.
I'm just curious about whether anybody's played long enough as a point of comparison to talk about. I mean, obviously, it's like one of the most beloved franchises you're ever going to run into. Like, other than the look being different, is the feel different? Is that like, what are we looking at if you were a Diablo 2 fan?
It's a pretty short beta as far as betas go. I think we ran through it in maybe
an hour and a half
or less.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really just like one campaign, one small mission chain.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
But it does feel a lot like Diablo 2. Okay.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like,
no, it's awesome. It's a good thing. They improved on some of, you're not constantly spamming potions anymore, which is really nice. And I noticed, and I could be wrong on this, but when you first get in, the music that you hear on a first new character is that typical first Diablo 2 music.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh,
that's good.
Home.
Nostalgia.
I'm about to die a bunch, aren't I?
Yay!
Yeah, that's one thing to specify. Kind of the earlier Diablo games on normal difficulty were about this easy, too. So it's not that this game has been dumbed down. It goes Nightmare and then Hell are the two levels. And then Nightmare is difficult. Like, that's when you have to start using health potions, think. And then Hell is Hell.
Okay.
Yes.
And the game, in Diablo 2, it got progressively harder. So that first few missions, which is what you're doing in this beta, were a cakewalk.
Right.
They're getting you used to those mechanics. So it...
Yeah,
seems
so people,
pardon me.
Yeah, people shouldn't be worried about it with how easy everyone is saying it is. It's supposed to be this easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's still a good time, though. I'm anxiously going back, and I want to play the other classes.
Yeah.
Like, I just played two of them, I think, and I want to try the other ones for sure.
And one thing to point out is the co-op works seamlessly.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Because,
the most recent, Diablo clone I played was Dungeon Siege 3, and it's a great game, but the co-op was just horrible. And so it's nice to go back into, this is obviously Blizzard, Polish, AAA, just over the top. Everything is done so well. Really excited.
There's nothing better than, click, click.
Ooh, shinies.
Or those screams along, click, 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 click.
Think about it. It does make sense. It's like it's so little effort for so much reward. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like I hate moving. It's just such a drag. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but when I wake up in the morning and I first crack open my eyes, I have to pee so bad. I feel like a balloon that's going to blow up. But I just sit there. I just can't.
You know,
I cannot.
There are solutions for that.
Well, yeah, but I don't. I mean, rubber sheets, you have to go to, the hospital or something like that, or order them off Amazon. It's a little embarrassing.
Bulk catheters you can get at Costco, maybe.
Just, they do have. I did see at some shop was selling, resold old stuff, and I noticed they had something they were selling as a pitcher, a plant holder, but really it was those buckets that you pee in at the hospital and a glass one.
Nice. Adam, at a Burning glass Man, one. All of the women were encouraged to avail themselves of something called pee funnels.
Oh. Yes, I've seen those in France.
Yeah.
One was called La Funelle, and it did this cool thing. You ripped it open, and you pop it open. Wow, like that.
Really?
And it turns into a little funnel, right? Mm. And so it was just a flick of the wrist, and... yeah, and I was hanging out with this French chick, and she went pop like that, and we were on a train.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were what?
No. We were on this train going from France to Germany, and the train. This is pretty horrifying, but
I think we're a bit of a road.
We were sharing the same car. We were talking, blah blah blah, and I was kind of half asleep, and I felt this dum dum, and I'm like, no, 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 no. And then so I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. And then all of a sudden the train goes,
no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they had to stop the train and wait for the police.
Oh,
yeah. So that's when she's, you know, I don't know why she just didn't use
the... So she was like, let me whip out my phone.
No, we were just hanging out, like...
In this moment of
crisis.
And
then she pops this thing out of her purse, and she's like, wow. Oh, excuse me. And she runs behind a bush, and I'm like, but there's a bathroom.
Right. Wow.
You know,
anyway.
Yeah,
sorry.
So, sorry.
My apologies for getting us to this.
Yeah, so jumping back into Diablo 3.
Right.
Speaking of horrifying, there's those giant, like, basically boomers from Left 4 Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like huge
baddies.
Beasts. They're just, like, walking around ready to explode. And when they explode, all these eels and, like, horrifying
they're
things
filled
come
with
out.
Snakes.
Yeah, basically.
I want a plushy version.
I have a plushy version of a boomer.
That's so chubby and cute and holds its hands. And if you could just tear open its stomach and have little plushy eels
that's
come out of
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. That would have been my favorite toy as a kid.
Yep. Somebody out there, some
please,
maybe will DIY that. I have
please
to imagine.
Please do it. Please do it.
Like 40 eels, though. Just that, and they spring out like
they
that
be
can
edible,
of peanuts.
So you can catch them in your mouth.
Little tiny white felt teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I'm really glad to hear, by the way, that the music is so good, because I do know that that's...
Yeah,
something
you'll be hearing
still,
that music a lot.
The
yeah.
ambient atmosphere is just amazing in that game. Cool. Everything, visual and audio.
Nice.
Yeah. So speaking of amazing, I think we're ready to talk about PC Gamer Digital.
It is almost here. There's we've been pretty quiet about it because we were working on it for a long time. It takes a lot of thinking, like what. You know,
which is not always our strong
thinking and doing.
What's the next step in games coverage? You know, how can we take it beyond what we've seen so far in print, on the web? And that's what PC Gamer Digital is all about. It is something that's made by PC gamers for PC gamers. So it acts kind of like you'd expect it to. You get to put your hands on things. You get to experiment with things. You get to push them and pull them and do stuff.
Now, I like where this is going.
You can actually check out PC Gamer Digital right now on our open beta. It is on Steam, and it will be distributed through Steam. And all you have to do is go just launch your Steam client and look up PC Gamer Digital, and lo and behold, there it is. It is, unfortunately, right now, a U.S.-only beta. That's just for legal reasons. You have to do all sorts of stuff to make things global. But we do intend to take PC Gamer worldwide. It will happen. It just takes a little extra time. And we are launching our
Tuesday.
First episode on Tuesday.
Woot.
Yes.
So what you'll see right now on the beta is you know, the prototype content. It's a technical beta, so we're just working out all the little, ironing out all the little bugs and stuff and making sure it works on the widest variety of systems. But the very first episode is coming on Tuesday. You want to be there. It's going to be the event of the century.
I should add that what's currently the beta will actually be retooled into sort of an episode zero that will always be available for free on Steam. So if you want to try before you buy, you will be able to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
There have been a lot of questions about it, and most of those will be answered at the launch on Tuesday. Until then, you can, again, download the beta. Just go down to PC Gamer Digital and give us your feedback. It's not too late to tell us what you think about it. This is, again, a technical beta, so, you know, I apologize for any bugs. But the whole goal of PC Gamer Digital is to help you be a better gamer. You know, we can put you in the center of a level and walk you around and show you all the secrets. We can show you exactly what happens when you adjust your video settings. There's all kinds of stuff we can do with the PC Gamer Digital, and this is just the beginning. I know you have a lot of questions. A lot of them will be answered at the launch on Tuesday. So please dig in and let us know what you think at PCGD, feedback@PCGamer.com.
Awesome. Great. So we are also going to move on to something that is, again, very exciting. I think Mr. Augustine over there can tell us a little bit about League of Legends Dominion, Josh.
I think I can. So I've talked about it a lot already on the podcast, so I won't go too deep into it, but it's the new mode. It's Capture Point. It's in sort of beta right now. I don't even know how you call this or what exactly. It's semi-beta, where they're in for specific time windows, they're releasing it on live servers.
Beta events.
Yeah, beta events, I guess. But they aren't announcing it until like right before it happens. It's like, hey, you can play Dominion right now for the next hour. And then and then it's off. So they're doing it on all the different servers, EU West, US. They're doing it off-peak hours, so it's usually like 7 in the morning or sometime during the workday.
Are they giving advance notice for these things, or just like all of a sudden there
just it is? Like 5 minutes. Every now and then, if you follow their developers on Twitter, Travis George, TS_George, is the big one, that he always says like 5 or 10 minutes beforehand, like, hey, we're going to do Dominion, and then you can jump on and kind of beat the rush.
Awesome. It's like a secret fight club.
It is, totally. So Lucas and I have gotten in on all of them so far, even the one on the EU West server, which wow. If you want to change, if there's one on EU West server, which is usually around like our evening time in the US, which is perfect time, all you have to do on your launcher in the bottom left, there's a button that says change region, and you just choose from the drop-down menu EU West. It takes about 5 minutes to patch, and then you're good to go right there. You do need a separate account, but if you go to the EU League of Legends website, you can sign up and make one there. So that's really fun. We were all playing on level one characters over there. And everybody in our match, so 10 people, were all from the U.S. playing on the EU West servers.
Nice.
Because we're all just playing the free champions because no one had anything. It's awesome. I really have nothing more to say about it at this point. It's just you should go out there and play with us. Once Dominion goes fully live, we'll be hosting Play with PC Gamer events. Right now, there's just not enough advance notice for us to do that. But Lucas and I are always in there and always playing during the beta event. So if you're on, you can add us. I'm Nereus, N-E-R-E-U-S, and Lucas is L-J, represent, because he's gangsta like that. but if you're on and you want to play some Dominion, I mean, please jump in with us. Tell us what you think, what champions you're like, because everything is totally different, so we're all having fun playing. It's like a brand new game, Greg.
Brand new experience. Yeah. And so a lot of other people can also have a brand new experience with DCUO, because that is going free to play.
Yeah. Long overdue. Yeah. I mean, I've been saying for, ever since it came out, but even more recently, it's going free to play next month. I don't think they've announced a specific date, but sometime, you know, mid-October is what it sounds like. All the content that currently exists is free to play for everybody, which is fantastic. Let's see, you get several characters, you get guilds, all that sort of stuff, all for free. They're going to be releasing, you know, content packs in the future and additional character slots, all the typical stuff. This is the MMO, like, this is the game, like, everyone has a game that they know isn't as good as they think it is, but like,
I have mine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, this game is perfect for me. I love this game, but I understand why some people have problems with it, you know, but you need to play this game. If you have not played this MMO, you have to. Like, everyone complained about the content problems at launch. There's a bit lacking in content, but there's so much content in there now. You have to play. Their holiday events are terrible. Just skip them. But the rest of it.
I'm actually sitting here thinking about, like, God, what's that list of games that I know are not
that
good?
That is exactly what I was doing. That's why I was looking at the ceiling. I was thinking, God, what are all my games? That just
your guilty pleasure.
I admit, I can see why people hate them, but, you know.
Another one that got announced this week that I know is going to be a guilty pleasure game for me is that Worms golf game, where they're taking, like, Worms Armageddon, but making it golf.
I love Worms.
Yeah. I watched the video and I know really I'm going to spend so much time. I love mini golf games. I don't know why. Like, wow. Any mini golf game, I will spend hours playing it, even as terrible as it is.
Do you actually play mini golf?
No. I would love to. It's just, yeah, I guess I'm lazy. I'll plead Logan's same defense on this one. I don't want to leave my house, Kristen.
Okay,
it's difficult to move. Guilty pleasure games, though. Anybody else got any of those?
Duke Nukem Forever for me. Getting in there. I had a blast the entire way through. Just unrestrained violence. You know, constant streams of vulgarity and unpleasantness. I loved it. I absolutely did.
Why are you such a terrible person? Logan?
I know. Why indeed? You know, it's lots of flaws in the game. Lots of stuff where you go, really? Oh, come on. Could have done a little better than that. But fun. It's like being on a... being on a roller coaster and just going, yeah!
Have you jumped into multiplayer? That is guilty pleasure fun in there, too.
No, I have not jumped in multiplayer yet. And because every time I do, I just popped in the head and then I cry. It's very upsetting.
Nice. Gavin?
I don't know if it's really that guilty of a pleasure. It's Maple Story. I get a lot of crap for playing that because I'm the rogue.
That is one. I can confirm that. Yeah,
no, just kidding. I'm the guy who likes to like run around in MMOs and gank people. I'm that guy. And then my friends see me jump into this little cute game, and I'm like, oh, look at this new teddy bear I just got. And they're just like, oh, geez.
You could be playing Build-A-Bearville. Which,
that's true. That would be worse.
That would probably be worse.
No, I was all snide because I'm being defensive, actually. Because, admittedly, I'm obsessed with that.
Yes.
Remember, this is the only game in PC gaming, the only one that has an unkillable bean as a boss.
Maple Story?
Yes. Yeah. It has a pink bean that has never been defeated.
Now, I don't know if that's still true. That was true like 6 months ago.
Okay, but still.
Yeah.
Right?
It lasted for about at least 9 or 12 months.
Right.
And no one had managed to kill it.
Really? So I'm just going to say these two words. Boss Legume. Okay? And there is your podcast title.
Wow.
Boss Legume.
Yeah. That is Maple Story for you, folks. And you just have to, just, you know what? Tonight, kick back, pour yourself a beer or a glass of wine, and just jump into Maple Story for a half an hour.
Yes.
If you don't like it, fine. But there's a pink bean in there who's going to kick your ass.
If you have trouble downloading it on Windows 7, which a lot of people do, we actually have an article on our website that tells you how to do it, so you can search it on there.
Nice. Nice plug, Josh.
Thanks.
Kristen?
Guilty pleasure games. You know, probably the last one that I had was when Age of Conan first launched. Cause it's not a very good game, really, in fairness. But I had it was the first MMO that I had played. I'm not a big MMO player, but it was the first MMO I played that was like, ooh, combat, blood, awesome. Like,
yeah.
So I probably spent
blood, awesome.
A lot more time playing it than I should have, especially given that at the time I was still working on the magazine and had like lots of other stuff to do. But like, I played that for a while. But since then, I don't know. I mean, I don't get to play games as much as I used to or for as long as I used to, so I tend to choose much more wisely now. We'll put it that way.
Nice.
There's probably some games on my iPhone or my iPad that would qualify.
Oh, my gosh.
Lots of those, right.
The App Store is lousy with those games.
Yeah, that's true.
I do have one more confession because I'd feel like I'd left.
Yeah,
this is a safe place,
Josh.
Trust.
Yeah.
It's not getting out of this room.
So
nobody else is going to listen to this.
I need to start this by saying that I do not play this game anymore.
And this is going to be a good one. This is going to be good.
It was freshman year of college. You know, a lot of mistakes were made freshman year of college.
Experimenting.
Yeah. So there's a browser game. It's kind of like Mafia Wars, but it's called Pimp Wars.
Oh, Josh. And,
wow.
And our group of friends created a pimp gang called the Penguin Assassins, and you collect hoes and you you keep them on board with crack and all this sort of stuff. And it was just the most embarrassing thing. Like, looking back at that, I still get like emails from them from time to time, like, oh no, God, please, like,
delete,
don't let
delete,
my wife
delete.
See this. I didn't do
Come
it.
Back to Pimp Wars.
Yeah.
Quickly turning off the monitor. Oh,
yeah.
Nothing.
And then
that's funny.
My roommate gave me $40. It's the first time I ever did a microtransaction in a game was for this game to buy hoes.
So I
paid
$40
on hoes, but I didn't buy enough crack, and they all abandoned me within like 24 hours. And it was just so embarrassing. Like, I just paid $40 and I have nothing to show for it.
Did you go back to him and demand more money? He said, my hoes are leaving me.
You call up mom. Hey, mom, can I get some extra cash? My hoes need crack.
Yeah.
I'm so getting you a t-shirt.
Yeah, that was my darkest moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
those are some dark days.
I feel a lot better about the whole Age of Conan.
I've got nothing to add now.
Right? Yeah. Where do you go with that?
I feel like we're closer together after this.
Yeah.
Like, you've
yeah.
seen the darkest part of me.
Mine's not really it gets guilty pleasure for me because there's a lot of it that it's got a lot of problems, but I will defend it to the death. And that's Age of Empires Online. I'm loving it to death, but I probably am not as much as I should be loving it because it's got a lot of flaws, and you know. But I'm loving it, and I'll fight Dan Stapleton,
I'll fight you, right
and Gavin, and anybody else who thinks
let's
that
spill blood on this issue.
Yeah, it is. To me, it is the epitome of the very peak of the Age of Empires series.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That
right?
Is, that's fighting words, then, actually.
Right, bring right. it.
Bring
wow.
it.
That's intense.
Bring yeah. it. That's all I got to say. So you can meet me on the battlefield. I will be the Egyptians at level 26.
Wow.
Rapidly increasing, going up the scales. All right, so done with that. Gavin, I think you have a little bit to tell us about Guild Wars 2.
Oh, yeah. Earlier this week, we found out a little bit more about the Asura. Or last week, I guess it was. And
who are the Asura, Gavin?
The Asura are the tiny little egotistical super geniuses of Tyria.
They look kind of like floppy bunnies.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Bunny-eared bunnies. Slash yeah. chihuahua yeah. with big heads. A must play for me. And we found a little bit out about their unique racial ability, which I think is one of the coolest racial abilities I've ever heard in MMO.
Yes.
They can create a battle suit, which is like a golem that any player can ride in.
It's basically like Mech Warrior.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
It's Guild Wars 2 Mech Warrior, and it looks awesome. We have some concept art on the site, so check that out. But it looks like it's going to be great.
It's incredible. And just the fact that, like, if you knock this Asura out of it, like, they haven't said, like, if enemies will be able to knock him out or, like, pull him out or something, you can jump in and take over his mech suit. Yeah.
So, like, you don't have to be Asura to use it. They can summon it and say, hey, Norn, why don't you hop in there?
Yes. Which, I will be finding an Asura friend and making him do that for
this
me
guy.
Constantly.
That's
right.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Josh has not changed that much since Pimp Wars.
Guild Wars is the only MMO I played for like any length of time. I'm super excited for Guild Wars 2. Not that I have time to devote to it, but
oh, you'll find time.
Yeah, right. Bleary eyed, 2 a.m.
Just from this. I mean, when was the first time we saw that game? It's been like years.
Yeah,
so,
like
so. The environments are gorgeous and they're so well thought out. All of their. I'm super excited for that.
Can Josh or Gavin tell me a little about the underwater combat in Guild Wars 2?
Let me tell you, I've played it.
What?
Yeah, insane. So the way kind of Guild Wars works is you always have to pick like a certain set of abilities. How that works in Guild Wars 2 is that set of abilities is predefined by the weapons you carry. And so when you change weapons, it changes your abilities, which is a really cool system. But when you swim underwater, bam, the ability bar changes again, like... You equip underwater weapons, which is like a separate slot on your inventory screen.
Whoa.
So you have like spear guns.
There's got to be a trident in there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
A trident. Good. Absolutely.
Good. Whoa.
And so you get a whole new set of abilities. I played as the engineer, which is awesome because when you go underwater, it's all like depth charges, launching like missiles, like your submarine,
so
basically.
Unique to the class, too.
Yeah, unique to the class and the weapon. And so like my favorite thing to do was I found this giant fish that's trying to bite my head off. I basically shot a net and then, like, locked it in place, threw, like, mines at it. They looked like the mines in Minesweeper. So I, like, shoot them out and they go shooting out. And then I launch myself backwards by shooting a rocket at him, or a torpedo, I guess.
Rocket,
and then
torpedo,
the torpedo hits him at the same time. All the mines explode. It's just, it's incredible.
And you made Blushi.
Right.
Yes.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so underwater combat. Just the fact, like, that's what amazes me about Guild Wars 2 is all these little things that they're changing and adding, like, they didn't have to do underwater combat. Nobody else does underwater combat. No one expected underwater combat, but they took the time and they found a system that worked really well. And it's just 20 new abilities that you can work with
now. Do we have any idea, like, how many people are still playing the first
an absurd
game?
Amount.
Really?
Gavin,
that's amazing.
That's
amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was amazed because I jumped back in. I lost my old account. I don't know how. Couldn't find it. So I jumped in because if you like earn some points or whatever, you get free stuff in Guild Wars 2.
Right.
So I jumped in to do that. And the capital city was crammed,
really?
Filled with people. It was incredible.
It was just one district as well.
I know that they do. I mean, I know they've always been really committed to making sure that there are lots of like events and holidays and, you know, stuff that sort of brings people back repeatedly, which I've always thought is really smart.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I might have to.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, my Guild Wars account.
I did.
That's not good.
A shiver.
We're in a tiny, tiny enclosed room here with audio sound absorbing stuff.
You all
stuff.
Belong to me.
And Josh has been coughing for a little while.
Yeah.
And there's the K factor. What is all that? What's that?
The K factor is the measures the, I suppose, the ability of a virus to replicate itself. So a K factor of one means one person will get the virus before the carrier.
Oh, dear.
loses the virus, so it's like a perfect replacement. So
correct me if I am wrong, but I believe this may actually be the first live recording of a contagion.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh Lord.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
It's happening.
You know what? I'm glad I indulged in those guilty pleasures while I could.
Yes.
I'm glad I lived it up.
And let me assure you, my K factor has never been higher.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm getting on a plane tonight.
Yes.
Good. You will spread it.
Spreading the Josh.
I'm
going to
fill the bathtub with boiling water and boil myself.
Oh my goodness. All right, we're going to move on to a segment we like to call Truthiness or Falsity. And for those of you who are just listening for the first time, I'm going to say a statement that everyone is going to either agree or disagree with and why. And they are meant to be provocative. So we should hopefully get some strong reactions out of these guys and girls. All right, so first of all, we have...
That's the stupidest thing I've ever... Oh, sorry.
Oh, that is a strong reaction.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate the strong reaction.
Right.
All right. First off, Diablo...
Did you just cough?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No.
Cool.
Get me out of here.
You're next, Kristen.
Get me out of here.
I know you want to.
It's like yawning for me. I can't help it.
Remember, when they turn...
No.
It's not Josh and Gavin. Those creatures are not what they used to be.
Formerly known as Josh and Gavin.
Don't hesitate to shoot.
Here, Kristen, I got this water for you.
these aren't the people you remember.
If you're commuting right now, roll down your windows because it spreads through the audio equipment and out into the cars. All right. Truthiness or falsity? All right. Starting with you, Gavin. Mm-hmm. Diablo 3 has lived up to the hype.
Yes, absolutely.
Strong, bold.
Yep.
Go on.
yeah, I think it feels just like I remember Diablo 2 feeling like, but with a lot of improvements, and the visual is just great on the game. And if the actual game lives up to what the beta is showing me right now, it's just so smooth. That game is just perfect right now for me.
Nice.
So,
Mr. Decker, from what you've seen and heard?
You know, I would have to say that, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No way!
Whoa. Josh,
that's
whoa.
Right.
The contagion is getting to your brain, I think.
I know, I can't.
Whoa.
It's taking over my limbs. I can't help it. No, that is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
What?
There's no way. God.
Hold me back.
He's right. Just doing it because he's on his way up, because he knows he has days to live and he wants to make his mark.
Hear me out here. The hype, I was promised a beta. I was given a demo. I was promised... You know, you're in the Diablo 3 beta. You can play everything. And I was like, yes! And then I run, and then an hour later, I'm done. And I played the Demon Hunter, which I already said did not live up to the hype. It like...
Whose fault is that? That's the one you chose.
Whoa. Oh, she called him out.
Is calling it a beta the wrong thing then?
Yeah.
Because we're thinking of it in MMO terms, and this isn't an MMO. And do you beta other games a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, they
it's
do
more
betas.
Demos.
It's more, yeah. They beta online games, mostly for server testing. I think they called it a beta to get people in there, because if you call it a demo, a lot of people are going to be like, oh no, I'm just going to wait for the real game. But if you tell someone, ooh, look, you got in the exclusive
early access,
demo. Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to play it. Of course. No, it did not live up to the hype. But that doesn't mean it can't.
Nice recovery. Nice recovery.
Thanks. I'm still gonna hate
I yourself. Have not played it yet, so I don't... But you know what?
So no. Kristen agrees with me.
I have high hopes, certainly, based on what y'all have said, so...
All right. Next.
Wait, Greg.
What?
You gotta answer these too.
Oh, okay.
Nice try.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to go with the majority here and completely agree that, it has lived up to the hype that I've experienced so far. I'm totally loving it, and everything I see more about it, like the different characters and the different abilities and things like that. You can squint all you want at me, Josh, but it's not going to change.
You'll rue the day you crossed
me. It's not going to change my opinion. Yeah, it's looking great. All right, Gavin, starting off with you again. The future of MMOs is free to play. Subscription is going away completely.
Ooh, I don't think it's going to go away completely. I think we're always going to have companies that market themselves as, with exclusivity, I guess, a higher caliber, and that is subscription, that kind of snob. It's almost a snobby mentality to me. You're always going to have games like that. I think the future of players is going to be adopting more free-to-play models, not just because they're there, but it offers so much more flexibility.
Pick a side.
Thank you.
You know what?
Jeez.
I'm getting ready to name this virus.
The sassafras virus.
It is the sassy molassy virus over here.
If I had to choose, I would go free to play. I would go free to play.
What? No, you have to say yes or no.
It's going all free to play or not. Your answer?
I thought you were just choose the side of that war. No.
Backup. Back up that chicken noise you got there over there, Mr. Dick.
Yes, it's all going free to play. I guarantee it.
Everything.
Yeah, probably within the next 2 years, all of them.
Wow, 2 years. That's quick.
If not less, probably less.
Oh, okay.
I have a question for you, Greg.
Hit me. Hit me with a question. Not with a cough, but with a question.
I'll try my best. So I don't think there will ever be a subscription game, or a game that's only subscription. It's, say, a couple years from now. But I think subscription will be an option on free-to-play games. So am I a yes or a no?
What happened to pick a side, Joshua?
You know what? I actually agree with you. I think that, I mean, obviously it's going to get down to sort of the economics for the publishers and developers. But, yeah, I think that's absolutely.
Yeah,
I cannot imagine that they will ever lock themselves out of the opportunity to, you know, secure a commitment of money from people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be $15 a month, or maybe not even $10 a month. But I do think that they will say, yes, for $5 you can get access to.
Yeah.
Even so, though, I don't think there's going to be any such thing as an all access pass. Like, you may get $5 and get access to 70% of the stuff, but you're still going to have to pay a premium on certain things.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You would agree and also completely change the question.
Yes.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you. So I'm going to answer the question properly. Yes, they are all going free to play. The end. All right, next. We're going to go around the table, starting with Gavin. Gavin, do you think that, true or false, many different types of games are going to have auction houses built into them, not just MMOs? Real money auction houses.
I think it is. I'd say true to that, just because we're seeing it with Diablo 3, we've seen it with TF2, and it seems to be piquing a lot of interest and a lot of excitement and controversy, I guess, but that's a good thing. So, I think we're going to see that as a opportunity that companies won't shy from in letting the players make some money with them getting a little bit more.
A little scratch on the side.
Yeah.
Mr. Decker.
Yes, definitely, absolutely. It is an opportunity that speaks to what PC gamers love most, which is choice. I can, or I don't have to. I can if I want to, though. So, yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to offer something like that in every game.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm actually going to agree with my fellows here.
I know.
It's mad.
Some antibiotics just came into the air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think it kind of ties back in with what Kristen said on the last question, where it's going to be a lot more of those microtransactions, but they're going to let you decide, do you want to buy from us or do you want to buy from each other? And kind of, it'll be really interesting, though. The only caveat, I know.
Caveat.
I'm really curious if it's actually going to, Blizzard says they're going to lose money on this. And if they do, because anyone that cashes out, Blizzard has to pay them and out of their own pocket. I mean, and that could be a lot of money. So if Blizzard loses money on this, then no. But I think they'll find a way to make money because that's what Blizzard does best.
Yes.
Right.
Very good at that.
I agree. I think that that the more people, you know, I'm just repeating actually what Josh said, which is repeating what I said before.
Yes,
which
she's already contagious. That's good.
I have the virus. I think that any opportunity game companies find to make money, they're going to seize. And in particular, as we're moving away from people feeling comfortable plopping down $60 for a game, like they're just increasingly more interested in paying small amounts of money over a longer period of time for more stuff. Any opportunity they can seize to sort of get people to continue transacting that way, they'll support.
Right. So. I think I'm going to have to make this unanimous. That is a yes all around.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's intense. Ever happened?
I don't think that it has before.
Unanimous.
This is unprecedented.
This is dangerous.
Obviously, obviously, the organism has taken over, and we are now speaking as a hive mind.
Yes.
All right, so we are going to move on to playlists and close out the podcast with playlists. So this is what we've been playing in the last week. So let's actually start with Mr. Decker.
Certainly. I have been... I actually had two accounts for Deus Ex Human Revolution. One was a build that was just before they had put it on Steam. So I started playing there, and I got halfway through. And then I decided to switch back to my other account because I was doing all the other stuff. So I had to start the game all over again. Oh, that's too bad. Because now I know who I want to stab in the face and who I don't. So I basically started over from the beginning without finishing my first run through. But because also I realized that I was going too fast, and I definitely want to build up more augmentations this time. Do a lot more side missions.
Did you change your play style at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I went much much more stealthy, and I'm much more into, like, I did a lot more with the legs. I'm jumping all over the place now. I'm like, I got you this time. I don't know what I just kicked.
You're doing a lot with your legs.
I felt like it kicked back. That was the scary part. So I've just dived all the way back into there, and I'm very frustrated because I want to play more of the Diablo 3 beta, but right now we're just about to launch the digital, and I'm like, everybody knows that scream of horror when you've got something and you just can't get to it right at the moment. Mm. But it did remind me, though, of two other guilty pleasures that I do play at my desk when I can't play, like, you know, a big game, but I've just got to let off some steam because I think I'm going to blow up.
Ski free.
These are my ski frees. One is called Hamster Ball, and it's just like Marble Madness, except it is a little hamster in a Liberty Ball. And when it rolls, it makes those little and then if you roll it too fast, it starts rolling like ass over tea kettle. Boop, 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 boop. It's just fantastic. And the other one is called...
Does it make a little hamster like, ah! A
little squeal.
I think for how much it costs and how much enjoyment I've gotten out of it, there is no greater value in the gaming world than something called Tornado Jockey. And what it does is it makes you a tornado, and I know it's in bad taste, pardon me, but you're a tornado, and you're tearing everything to pieces. And you grab cars, and you throw them at helicopters that are trying to get rid of you by seeding the stuff on you. And
so
you
it's like
can,
3D or 2D?
No, it's two. It's 3D, but it's like sort of a top-down, okay. Not top-down, isometric. Yeah. And if you go over a power line, you suddenly have the power of electricity, and you can throw lightning bolts at helicopters and people that are running. It's just amazing. So you start out in there like a rural area, and you work your way up to whole cities until you become Category 5. It's amazing. You just have to.
When you said Tornado Jockey, my head immediately went to a little jockey riding a tornado.
Yes. Right?
You know what? I'll play that too.
Good. All right, playlist, Joshua.
All right, I've been playing a lot this week. We already talked about Diablo 3, obviously. Looking forward to trying out the Witch Doctor more in there. I've been playing Rock of Ages a lot too, which is a lot of fun.
Nice. Oh, nice. Gosh, yeah, I did. Yeah. I've been playing that.
That game is fantastic. I've just been playing through the campaign. And that's one game my wife just sits there and watches. Like, I try and get her to play, but no, she just likes watching and laughing at like, the little animations, because it's, like, Monty Python style.
I can't believe I forgot that. I have been playing that, too. That is literally Crazy Balls.
It
really
is.
You've got to try. Just try it.
Yeah, it's like tower defense, but... You're throwing balls at each other that you're controlling. I don't know.
It's
really tough to explain.
It's sort of tower defense, sort of like bowling, and then it's got this giant strategic level over the whole thing. Like imagine it's like a burrito, and inside the burrito is the. Josh is looking at me like, don't even bother. This isn't going to work out. No, inside the burrito is bowling. Inside the burrito is Monty Python. And inside the burrito is that, what's the one other thing?
Guacamole.
Tower defense?
Yeah, tower defense. Yeah. And then the wrapper is like this, the tortilla is the strategy element that binds it all together.
That sounds like it's going to give you a little indigestion.
it's delicious.
That
though.
Is a large burrito.
If you like burritos, you absolutely must play Rock of Ages. Just try it for 5 or 10 minutes. That's all I'm asking. If you don't like it by then go ahead. Do something else with your life.
Get a taquito. Yeah.
Exactly. But again, who doesn't like burritos? Who won't like Rock of Ages? Very few people.
Yeah. And then other than that, Lego Universe, I am getting back into. Oh, yeah. They just launched the Ninjago expansion, which has like a ton of new content, which was the game's problem, not enough content. Mm.
I'm still just loving going to people's like properties and seeing the stuff that they've made and just the intricate programming that they've put into it. It's insane.
I can just imagine.
Yeah. My favorite one so far has been like someone built like a pirate ship attacking a cove. And so you can like defend it by like shooting cannons and like they're coming over. But if you break a boat from the dock, you can jump on the boat and swim behind and then jump on board the ship and ambush them and you could sabotage them. It's incredible.
Now, yeah. Okay, so let's. I don't have a subscription or anything like that. How can I see some of the stuff that goes on in there? Do people put up YouTube clips or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's YouTube clips. I haven't looked myself, honestly. It is free to play in the sense that you can
just hop in.
Sort of. They call it free to play, but it's not really. Only the first zone is free to play, so you can jump in and see that zone. But there might be a property tab on that first zone. I'm not sure.
Because I need to be checking this out.
Oh, we'll have to find ways
please.
To get it into digital.
Please.
I'll start thinking about
please
that.
Please do. Right. Yeah.
We'll get good stuff in there. And then other than that, League of Legends Dominion, Nasus is the character I've been playing a bunch as. He's basically Anubis, the Egyptian god. The interesting thing, which is interesting to probably about two other people out there, is the Riot Games devs has said they aren't going to change the way characters work on Dominion because they don't want to get into that balancing of having to balance people for both sides. Right. But Nasus actually functions differently on Dominion. I just noticed that today before this game. Normally one of his abilities, like it gets stronger every time you kill somebody with it. But on Dominion, it gets stronger anytime you kill anybody, regardless of whether you use that ability.
Hmm.
So if you're scared about using Nasus because you don't think he'd be good on Dominion, he is. Yeah, there you go.
All right, playlist?
So mostly I'm playing PC Gamer Digital, to be honest.
Right, the day and night.
Yeah. But when I'm not playing that, I'm actually playing some mobile games because I can just, you know, play them real quickly. And so there's a couple that are really fun. One is called Zombie Gunship, and for like a game that you're playing on your phone, it's like, you know, all you're doing is like you're in a helicopter and you're killing zombies and you're trying to keep them from getting to where the humans are trying to, you know, safely ensconce themselves.
I'm looking at Josh right now
and
as you're saying that.
It's the craziest thing. Like, it's a very simple game that you're playing on your phone, but it's actually like. Sort of gives you an emotional, visceral reaction because what you're doing is you're watching it all through like night vision, so you can sort of the zombies are black and the humans are white.
Yeah.
And when like a zombie actually gets a human, you're like it's kind of like scary and upsetting.
You're like, sorry,
yeah.
Oh my god!
And you can't like if you accidentally shoot a human, then your earpiece starts saying like, hey, if you keep shooting humans, we're gonna take you out of there. Like sometimes
toss
you have
to the zombies.
Sometimes you have to like sacrifice a human to the zombies because you need to go back to shooting zombies. So it's.
It happens. It wasn't your fault.
Right?
It wasn't your fault.
So I'm playing that, and then I'm playing another game that's on both my iPhone and my iPad called Drift Sumie. That's sort of a combination of like Okami and a driving game, where there's a calligraphy brushstroke, and that's the track that the car races, and what you have to do is as quickly and accurately as possible draw the brushstroke.
Downloading.
That's determines how your car makes it through the, like how quickly and how effectively your car makes it through the. So it's one of those like weird kind of zen activities.
Wow.
But,
yeah. No. I'm feeling
it. There's a racing game involved, so of course I love it. Like, yeah. So those are not PC games, but they're really fun.
Well, you know, on that point, can I just throw in that I just found out yesterday. I don't even remember seeing a press release or anything. Anomaly Warzone Earth is now available on iPad and iPhone. And that is an amazing game. It's tower defense in reverse. Now you're the attacking force and you have your little guy who's going toot, 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 and leading the opposing force through what is it, Tokyo and I think Moscow, was it something like that? Yeah. And it's on iPhone and iPad right now, and it is an amazing game. No other tower defense game has given me a boner like that since Defense Grid.
I mean, honestly, like, I am hoping to see more. You know, I was saying I have a plane trip later today, and I've had Secret of Monkey Island on my iPad for a while, which is just one of those games that, like, you know, you can sort of pick up and put down. Like, it takes a long time to sort of make your way through that. So I'm always kind of glad I have it there because I can just keep sort of like noodling away at it when I have free time on a plane. And I'm hoping to see more of that happen. Like, games like that are so perfect to put on that device.
Right.
So my fingers are crossed that we'll see.
And remember, people, they go on sale all the time.
Tim Schafer, are you listening? Grim Fandango?
Hello.
What do we need to
Hello.
Do? How do we make it happen?
Or GOG, please.
Call me.
Grim Fandango and GOG, please.
This is what I'm saying.
That and No One Lives Forever. Hello, hello. Sorry.
Okay, Archer, I'm sorry. You're my hero. All
right.
Okay. All right. That it?
That's it for me.
Okay, cool. Playlists for me. I've been obviously jumping into the Diablo 3 beta. Hopefully going to try out some more of the heroes, different classes. I just finished up Hard Reset. Played all the way through that. And absolutely loved it.
Yes.
It's $30, right? $30 game?
Yes.
Worth every penny.
Which, I mean, a lot of people are kind of a little miffed because it's a short game. Very short, right?
It is a relatively short game.
What's the
dealio? The dealio with Hard Reset?
Yep.
It's a sci-fi shooter, like kind of...
Painkiller, Painkiller meets Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Painkiller meets... Did you hear that? Painkiller meets Blade Runner.
And it is gorgeous.
I'll take that 3 hours. Yep. No problem.
Right?
You got it.
I played it through in 4.5-5 hours, but literally loved every second of it. And it has a high replayability factor because you have your two guns in the beginning, and you can choose how you want to augment those guns. To give them tons of different, you know, special abilities, which basically make them other guns. And so I went all one side my first playthrough, and I'm going to play through again, absolutely, and go try the other side as well. Loved it. Cannot say enough stuff about it.
Right.
Things
a friend of mine, she was all like, oh, let's go see The Help, right? And I'm thinking two tickets at $12 plus parking and snacks, that's not a very good entertainment deal. I say 3 hours in Hard Reset for $30, that's worth my money.
The physics and explosions in that game are very satisfying as well. And lastly, something we've all been playing a lot of, a little Unreal Tournament 2004, Instagib.
How did I not know that this was happening?
I don't want to talk about this.
What?
It's something we've been doing after work. Yeah.
No, Kristen, they're animals.
You don't
These people are animals.
Got to get in on this.
Instagib is the only way to go.
Who's that bunny hopping?
It's
me.
They suck.
What?
Well, I mean, you're just mean.
Oh, well.
Is the problem.
I need some more information on
the whole intern hallway is just, it's a nightmare of reflexes.
A cacophony of
It's just unbelievable. Seriously. You know, I've got years and years on them, but, you know, you walk out there, right in the head. Like, this is getting old. I used to live in this huge house when I was in my 20s, right? And we'd play all night, and I would win every single time. And now I'm just like, you old geezer.
You know,
get
for what
here.
It's worth, back when we were playing a lot of UT in the South House the first time around, I never won. It was really unusual that I went, and yet I still just came back and came back.
Right,
and
no,
came back
that's
and came
that's
back.
The spirit. Like, that's a trooper. That's a soldier.
It's just like how much fun it is to play
right.
that game.
Oh,
like,
and
that
it is fun.
It's an insane amount of fun.
You continue to play a game that you regularly lose, like, that's a good game.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that's me. Gavin?
UT, definitely. That's been a lot of fun. A little Diablo 3. But mainly what I've been filling my time with is a nostalgia run through the whole Dark Forces campaign.
Awesome.
Yes. Wow. That's really moving.
Yes.
You know, the Steam sale had it on. All these Star Wars games for $50. I grabbed it, and I started at the old DOS Dark Forces, and I'm now halfway through Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight.
Beautiful.
And I plan to go all the way through Jedi Academy. So
nice.
I'm getting my Star Wars geek on rather than buying Blu-rays.
Ah,
nice.
Ah,
I see
what you did there.
I like the
spin. That was nice. That's nice. All right. So that about concludes our special presentation. As always, I want to thank you for listening and remind you to send us your thoughts, questions, and responses to this week's podcast in MP3 format to pcgamerpodcast@gmail.com or call us toll-free at 877-404-1337, extension 724, to record your question there. If you haven't already subscribed to our fine magazine, we encourage you to become a subscriber. Just head over to pcgamer.com, fill out our fancy subscription form, and we'll happily send you the best PC gaming magazine in existence every month. And if you do not hear from us next week, it is because Josh Augustine has gotten all of us with his contagion.
Yes, yes. Well, we'll have a podcast. It'll just be all of us speaking in unison, praising my greatness.
Actually, I just want to throw in real quick, a couple plugs real quick. So remember, you can still download the beta of PC Gamer Digital. Just go ahead and launch your Steam client. Look up PC Gamer Digital. It is U.S. only for now, but I don't know. I heard a rumor that if you went to the PCGamer.com website and looked up PC Gamer Digital and saw our posts on it, that somewhere in the forums people are talking about some way that you can access it all over the world. But I wouldn't know anything about that. I mean, who knows, right? So there is that. And also, Chris Komsky, Tyler Wild, and I were guests on Brian Brushwood's Not Safe for Work show. And you can go to NSFW.com. That wasn't done very well. NotSafeForWorkShow.com. And you can hear us being electrocuted and talking about Butt Rogers and turning all of Chicago Chinese.
Did you say Butt Rogers?
I just did say Butt Rogers, and we did explore that game.
There's a video of it, too. You can watch it.
Yes, you can. Yeah. You can watch our watch us all being electrocuted with the violet wand. So the episode is episode 94, and it is called "The Legend of the Violet Wand," which we've all been exposed to, have we not?
Oh,
everybody,
yeah.
Yes.
Is this the same violet wand?
This is the same violet.
Are you kidding me?
We busted it out, and they were having a game show type thing, and so every time you got it wrong, you got the wand and things. It was late at night. We were all tired, and things got a little out of hand.
I remember an afternoon many moons ago where it was like
yeah. And, yeah, so there was that. So back to you, Greg,
let's not
please.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week on the PC Gamer Podcast.
Wait. When I have a message for GOG.com.
Bring back Kate Archer!
Woot.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's good.